With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans.
Bullying elected officials.
You guys asked for that kind of discourse when you changed it.
No.
You tried to play us off for stupid.
Just.
Why is my mic shut down?
Commissioner McGraw makes a motion for recess.
Last night's Kalamazoo County Commission meeting was interrupted by protesters who wanted commissioners to approve a resolution calling for the shutdown of an oil pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. That resolution was withdrawn because it lacked the support needed to pass. WMUK local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann covered the meeting. She joins us by Skype. Good morning, Sevilla.
Good morning.
What was the resolution before the county commission last night?
This was the resolution calling for the shutting down of this Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline that runs through the Straits of Mackinac. This is something we've been hearing environmental concerns about for some time, that the pipes are older, that it's maybe hard to know exactly what kind of condition they're in, and especially that if the pipes were to break, that the Straits is a very bad place to have an oil pipeline. This is what environmentalists say, because a leak could lead to oil spreading throughout the lakes because of the way the currents move up there. So this was a resolution calling on the county to support the shutdown. Obviously, that's not something the county can control on its own, but the idea was to show the state where Kalamazoo County stands on the issue.
How contentious did this meeting get last night? We heard a little bit of it there in the opening clip, but give us a sense of what was going on in that room.
The meeting got pretty contentious. There were actually two meetings. Most of the discussion of this resolution happened at the first meeting in the Committee of the Whole. That's where Commissioner Mike Quinn, who introduced this resolution, saw that he was probably only going to get four votes on it, and he withdrew this resolution. Then later happens the regular meeting, and that's where you heard the back and forth there with the protesters. You had many people speaking, saying, first of all, why was this taken off the table? And secondly, saying that they support this resolution. They want to see it come to a vote. And you did have some of that back and forth there. You also had a lot of calmer comments from the audience. You heard some real genuine concern from folks that a break in the pipeline could be catastrophic. One of the speakers last night was Andrew Joyce.
The shame will fall on all of us, all of Michigan. It's not even just people in government, definitely not the Enbridge Corporation, which is in Canada. Nobody around the world is going to remember that it was this Canadian corporation that did it. They're going to remember that the people of Michigan were not up for doing, you know, being stewards of the water.
That was Andrew Joyce speaking at last night's Kalamazoo County Commission meeting. What he was saying is that if the pipelines in the Straits of Mackinac break, the shame will be on everyone in Michigan.
So why was this resolution then withdrawn?
Well, it was withdrawn because it appeared in the Committee of the Whole meeting that it simply wasn't going to get enough votes to pass. Now, it wasn't crystal clear. At least one commissioner was not present at that time. And yet it did look, though, with only four commissioners voicing clear, unequivocal support for this resolution, like if it did go to a vote, it might fail. Now that it's been taken off the table, the commissioner who introduced it, Mike Quinn, could bring it back later. The surprise no or abstention came from Democrat Mike Seals, who said when he began his remarks that he was maybe going to disappoint some people with his opinion. Seals was a gas line inspector for Consumers Energy. He was presenting this as something of an expert opinion when he got into some of the technical details of the Straits pipeline. Here's Seals.
If there was a leak, chances are pretty good it'd be the other way around. The water would push into the pipe instead of going out of the pipe, the oil going out.
That was Commissioner Mike Seals at the Kalamazoo County Commission last night. Seals got into some other details about the thickness of the pipe and why maybe the age doesn't mean that it's not a good pipeline, and the level of scrutiny that it's under from state and local officials. Now, at the end of the regular meeting. So at the end of the entire evening, Seals said that he was going to abstain from a vote on this issue, on this pipeline resolution, and that he was disappointed that it had been assumed that he would vote no. But Quinn, who introduced the resolution, said Seals had not indicated to him that he was going to abstain.
So this resolution, of course, would simply have been advisory or symbolic. At the same time, there was an actual action item on the agenda last night involving Enbridge, accepting a $45,000 grant to buy a boat for the sheriff's department. This is an interesting juxtaposition on during one meeting, isn't it?
It was an interesting juxtaposition to have this resolution about Enbridge's pipeline in the Straits on the agenda at the same time as this, $45,000 grant that Enbridge is giving to the county to buy this equipment for the sheriff's office. Now, supporters of the resolution against the pipeline pretty much also supported this grant from Enbridge, and what they said was that they didn't see the two as mutually exclusive. Commissioner Tracy Hall was one of those.
It's possible to do both, right? And this is important, and I trust in the sheriff and the sheriff department. And I also thought, we're one of 83 counties. Yes, the state is important, what they do what they say, but we're one of 83, and we also have a say, and we should make our feelings known, with things that impact the state.
So that's Kalamazoo County Commissioner Tracy Hall from last night's meeting. Sevilla, is this issue necessarily off the table for future Kalamazoo County Commission meetings?
Gordon, this issue is not necessarily off the table. It could come back. Commissioner Quinn, who had introduced the resolution, said he'd like to bring it back, but he hasn't said when he might do that.
Thank you, Sevilla.
Thanks, Gordon.
WMUK local government and education reporter Sevilla Mann joined us via Skype. You can read her story on last night's Kalamazoo County Commission meeting at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.